Hey, and welcome back to Stream of Consciousness, everybody. This is Joel Volvo Cox, and I am Joey Scrambled Eggs Stout Volvo, because they're boxy but safe.
How is Volvo and Scrambled Eggs better than my names?
I don't know, they just are. Can't explain it, Joel.
Whatevs.
Yours are always, like, so on the nose. Like, they're always very, like, this is Joe woke up at 3:57 a.m. and has been complaining about it all day stout or something. You know, like, usually you're, like, a little too specifically correct.
So, as we said in previous episodes, welcome.
Shalom and good evening, my friends. We've definitely said welcome in previous episodes. Were you going somewhere with that, or is that the...
No.
That's the whole...
So, you gotta do what you normally do.
I gotta do what?
What you normally do.
Well, Joel, what are we talking about today?
Mm-hmm. Clean the bathroom. Okay. Or clean the kitchen. Ooh. Which one is your...
Obviously clean the kitchen. The bathroom's a disgusting, filthy place. That's where you go pee-pee.
So you'd rather clean the kitchen than clean the bathroom?
Oh, absolutely, without doubt.
Ditto.
Now, the kitchen's always, and the kitchen's like a bigger mess. Now, and I will tell you this, I will clean the bathroom. If it needs to be done, I have no
idea. I'm saying, if you had one of those your kryptonite, which one would it be?
I'd rather clean the kitchen than the bathroom just because the kitchen is already a little more sanitary. Like that, it feels like the kitchen's where you go to clean things. Like that's where dishes get clean, mm-hmm. and that's where, you know, you wipe off the table. It's already pretty well standard. But the bathroom, and here's the thing. We have a full bath upstairs and then a half bath downstairs. And I've got four kids. Two of them are boys. And I know for a fact that whenever I wake up in the middle of the night and I go to the bathroom, my aim's not always spot on. I'm not always the greatest with the direction. And, you know, like sometimes you kind of get like that viper thing going on where it's heading out in multiple directions. So you can get one of those inside the toilet, but the other one's just kind of doing wherever it's going. Plus, like, just... It just feels like, with like all the pollutants in the air and stuff, like, I don't know why. Like, we clean the dishes in the sink in the kitchen, but you wash your body in the bathroom. And that feels like that creates, like, yes, you clean yourself, but you dirty the rest of the environment. And, like, the tub's always got that mold, not mold, but, like, that soap residue on the around the bottom of it. And then the shower curtain, you know. I don't even clean a shower curtain. I throw them away every couple of months. Toss those sons of bitches out and grab new.
Clean them. I got a special Doctor Who one I got from Matt and Ryan that I can never get rid of.
Oh, see, but do you have like the inside lining?
Nope.
Or you just have just that one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you clean it with? What do you do to clean it?
I take it outside, put it on the grass, and I scrub off all the mildew.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like too much work. I'd rather throw it away.
It's nice. It's a really nice shower curtain.
Yeah, well, it's, no, I buy like the cheap Walmart.
I used to, until I got that shower curtain 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's... But, scrubbing the toilet is one of those things. Here's the other thing, too, is because we rent. So my place is not a monstrous-sized place. It's decent, but it's not huge by a long shot. But I didn't pick any of the... Like, it's not my tile. It's not my wall paint. It's not my faucet. They're all just standard, run-of-the-mill, just whatever came with whenever you rent a place. And the toilets are... kind of on the dinky side. They're little itty bitty toilets. So my toilets get clogged when my 5-year-old goes poop. So I do have to plunge the toilet a lot.
Poop.
We spend a lot of time plunging toilets.
Plunging the toilet.
Yeah, not a fan.
The toilet.
Not my favorite. Here's the other thing too. Being a bald person.
Remember that when you're plunging the toilet. Be like sitting there plunging the toilet, plunging the toilet.
I have to sing the song whenever I do it now.
Yep.
Having a next to no hair, my least favorite thing to do is when the tub drain gets backed up. I have like this drain snake basically. It's this plastic 2-foot snake. Long.
That's what you call them nowadays.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's also 2-foot long. So yeah, not quite that. But then I snake out all the hair out of the drain and it comes out. It looks like a drowned rat.
Have you ever seen that special little device? It has a flower. It looks like a flower on top and you stick it into your drain.
Maybe.
And then you let it sit there for a month or two and just pull it out and it pulls all the hair out with it.
What I have is probably very similar to that.
I'm saying you don't have to snake it. You just put this thing in there. It looks like a little flower on the drain. But it's like a plastic or some kind of like barbed kind of thingy that we pull it out, pulls all the shit out.
Yeah, see, that's, I think mine's like that, except for it doesn't have a little flowery thing on the top. It just has a plastic handle. It just has like a pull thing. And it does the same thing where it's like, it's kind of barbed. Like it has all these little spikes. So when you put it down, the spikes are facing up. So as you pull it out, it grabs, it catches everything. Mm-hmm. It's great. And I'll tell you what, I think I paid like $1 for it at Walmart. And it's absolutely worth it. And it pulls everything out of there. But you have no idea how bad that pisses me off to pull out a giant wad of all of this hair when I'm bald. Like, it's clearly not my hair that I'm pulling out of this. It's gross.
Make Bailey do it.
Yeah, right. I can't get Bailey to do shit. Bailey won't take out the trash.
I'll take the trash out if you turn off the internet.
Yeah, I saw a commercial the other day for I think it's like Xfinity or something, or one of the where you can now pause your internet. And I'm like, as a parent, that's a genius idea, because I can't tell you how many times I've unplugged the Wi-Fi just to get my kids to do something. I say, hey, you better have whatever. Everybody better have their teeth brushed by 8:00, and then it doesn't happen. 8:00, I unplug the Wi-Fi. And then about 8:01, they come running downstairs going, what did you do? What happened? Oh, we were going to, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like that. I like the idea of being able to pause the Wi-Fi just to be a douchebag of a dad.
So my buddy that I work with, his son's addicted to Xbox Live. So he has his thing set up on time. So he's like 2 hours a day, I think now. But if he wants more time, it's the chores. So if my buddy doesn't want to do his laundry, hey, Justin, why don't you iron my shirts? I'll give you an extra half hour of Xbox time. Hey, Justin, shovel the driveway. I'll give you an extra hour of Xbox time.
I did something similar for a while, and it didn't work out as well because I don't have the conviction to hold to that.
See, and, I do.
Well, and here's the thing is you also have to then monitor their time and keep track of
it. No, you don't. You don't. The application on the Xbox does it for you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Does it just say it, or does it, like, stop it? Like, they have, like, parental controls or something?
Yeah, it's parental controls.
Yeah, see, I don't want to get into all that, especially because if I'm not home, like today I'm out with you.
Now, here's the thing. He can do it remotely. Like, he'll get a text from his son, Daddy works for Slime, and goes, do the dishes, send me a picture. And in half an hour, he'll get a picture of the dishes and the dishwasher. He'll go to his phone, add half hour, and get the
dish. See, I don't check. I don't think I looked at my phone. Last time I looked at my phone was, like, 2 hours ago. So
the point is, it's
control. I get it. It's a great idea, and I do like. I like the idea of it, but I just, that feels like more work for me. And I know it's not a lot of work. It's just enough work that I don't want to do it.
Lazy.
Yes. No. Super lazy. That's I was not arguing that point at all. That's actually exactly what I was trying to say to you, is that I'm lazy. Joel, what are you doing over here? You have a Wii controller. Is there something I need to know? Are you going to nunchuck murder someone?
So, for the past month, I've been playing this game called Elite Dangerous. I've been playing a video game called Elite Dangerous.
Okay, Elite Dangerous.
It's a space simulator. And I actually took... Where's it? This device here, which for the audio listeners at home...
It's like the airplane...
It's a throttle control.
Throttle control is exactly what I was going to say. Like, when you're in a plane, you push it forward, and then the plane takes off. Yep. That's what we're looking at here.
So I wanted it's called HOTAS, hand on throttle and stick. You got your joystick and you got the throttle control with buttons.
Okay.
Now, the one I want is $156. Due to Valentine's Day and other responsibilities as an adult, I don't have $150. So on eBay for $18, I bought a microcontroller for $5, and about 5 hours of my time, I upgraded an old version into a version that works on my computer.
Cool.
And now I want to go a little crazy, and I realize I can use a Wii remote. So if I can set the Wii remote up, I can use this as a joystick as well, so I can do other stuff in the game.
Okay, so this is all for a game then.
Yeah.
So you're not actually playing Wii. Do you own a Wii, or do you just have the controller?
My wife owns the Wii. I have the controller because I was doing some projects with it before. Turn this down.
I wish you would have said something. I actually have a Wii. I listed...
Well, I didn't know. I was going to buy this at the Goodwill yesterday, but they wanted $8. I already had one. That? Yeah.
That's craziness.
So, yeah.
I can't believe it's $8, because I have a Wii that...
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
Well, I listed it, and then, like, a couple of my buddies were goofing around and saying, like, they'd give me, like, $1 or something for it, and they can go fuck themselves. But then one of the dudes that I used to work with, my man Tony, he was actually looking for one for his niece. So he's like, I was only asking, I think, $60 for it. So I said, $60, it's yours. It's the Wii. It's a bunch of different controllers, although I don't know how many of them work, and a ton of different games. So really good deal. Like, mm-hmm. I'm basically giving this thing away at $60. So he was all for it. Well, then stuff came up the day that I was supposed to go meet up with him, and I couldn't make it, and I ended up putting him on the back burner. And by the time I was able to get back around, he had a chance to talk to his brother's wife, and she was like, absolutely not, the kids' grades are terrible right now, so they're not getting a Wii, I don't want a video game in his house. And had I met him like an hour earlier, I'm pretty sure I did. I think he only found out like literally as I was like, I can come now, he was like, you literally just missed it, I can't take it now, because, and I already put it that it was sold and everything, and I just didn't really feel like re-upping and listing it again. And I told him he could have first crack at it whenever I do, but I would have happily given you a Wii controller or sold you a whole game system with many video games for $60.
Well, I don't need it.
I didn't think you did. But it's a thought that counts.
Yes, it is. I appreciate it. So.
All right, so what's this game that you're playing?
Elite Dangerous. Apparently it has roots from 1984. This is like a new iteration of it.
Is it like an airplane game?
It's a space simulator. You can mine asteroids, you can bounty hunt, you can explore, you can shuttle passengers from place to place.
This sounds like a 16-bit game.
No, it is like full-blown VR. It can actually be played in VR as well.
No kidding. I want to get, I saw somebody had a PlayStation VR on Facebook Marketplace or something. I almost bought.
How much was it?
I can't remember. It was actually, I remember looking at the price of it new, and this was a lot less. And I should have snagged it up, and I didn't, because I was like, I don't know how many games there are. But it looks really neat. What's the other one, too? It's Oculus?
There's Oculus Rift, and there's the Vive.
Oculus Rift, and then Vive. Okay. They all look really cool. I have not had much of a chance to really get into any of that. And also, my kids play enough video games, and I'm not going to play the games. So it doesn't feel like it's money well invested right now for me. Yeah. Plus, really, how many games are there that are in VR?
A lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they insanely expensive?
That, I don't know, because I don't have VR.
Sounds cool, though.
I'd like to. The thing is, the headset for the PC is like $400. Again, money I don't have.
Yeah, that's a bit more than what I want
to get. I need to whore myself out more to make more money so I can afford my habits. Most people buy drugs and smoke cigarettes. I buy technology.
I'm sure that soon enough, too, that all that that technology will be available for a lot less.
I don't know.
I mean, if you look at it, you look at, like, HD TVs, you can get a 4K TV for, like, $600-$700 now, a big one. When it used to be, like, when TVs first came out, like, even the big screen ones that were, like, were, like, $3,000
at one point
in time. Maybe more, even, a lot of times. So technology becomes more affordable as time goes on. Like, I don't know how soon it's going to take before VR becomes reasonably priced, but I would assume that eventually it is. The only thing that seems to be going up in price are cell phones. Cell phones are going stupid up in price.
Yep.
$1,000 for a cell phone is the most asinine thing that I can think of. Like, I can't imagine who or why you would want a cell phone for $1,000. What the fuck is a phone doing that makes it $1,000?
Well, the thing is, back in the day, phones are subsidized, and now they're unsubsidized.
I get that, but at the same time, it's still too much money to... But
they were always too much money if you just flat out bought them.
Yeah, but not like they are now, though, still. I mean, phones have improved a lot, and they do a lot of amazing stuff, and I'm not going to down a cell phone, because, I mean, literally, most people's phones have taken the place of their everything else in the world. Most people don't own a camera. Most people don't. There's a lot of people don't own a laptop or an iPad or anything because they use their phone for all of that. You're tech savvy, so you own everything. But for do you own a camera?
I own multiple cameras for my drone stuff.
I mean, like if you go on vacation, you're not taking a camera with you because you have your phone. So phones have taken the place of a lot of other technology. But at the same time, that's a lot of damn money to spend on a phone. I got my phone slightly used, and I ended up paying $500 for it, and I still feel like that's way too damn much. But I definitely got a good deal, and I'm glad I did it, and I love my phone. But at the same time, That's a lot of money to spend on a phone.
Yep.
And I don't know where the when it hits a ceiling. Like, at what point
there's in time? There's no ceiling, Joe.
Eventually, it's got to stop, though. At some point never. In time, a company's going to come out and say, you know what, we can offer the same product for a lot less, maybe a slightly lesser quality, but they're going to drop the price. They're going to cut it in half, or they're going to cut it in a fourth, and then it's going to put competition. It's just
there's no competition. They've all came to the agreement to keep jack the prices up.
No, I bet you that it's going to change one day.
Yeah, when we're dead.
Well, that's maybe so, but at least it will. So, what are you doing over there?
I am looking up random stuff to figure out what to talk about.
Where's our bucket? Where's our bucket of stuff?
Oh, I thought you hated the bucket.
No, I don't hate the bucket.
Seems like you go in the bucket and then you don't like the topics that you wrote. Dong. But yeah, this is that one that kept coming up and laughed my ass off.
You already know what it is? How do you know what it is?
No. Halloween is cosplay for the rest of us.
Halloween is cosplay for the rest of us. That's actually funny because we were talking about, we had our buddy Dwayne on last week, the week before when he was here, and we talked about, what's the name of this convention?
TechoCon.
TechoCon?
I thought we talked about that outside of...
Wait, did we?
We didn't talk about that on the podcast.
We didn't talk about that on the podcast?
Nope.
Okay, all right, we're great then. Here, we'll bring it back around. It's obviously way too early for Halloween talk even just yet, but TechoCon is it's a convention that basically it's Halloween. It's people dress up like their favorite type of nerd thing, and then they go to this convention.
Or you have the special woman who brings out their inner whores.
Oh, I love the inner whores.
And they become slutty pumpkin, a slutty robot, a slutty slut.
Slutty sluts are my favorite. Yeah, I'm excited to go to this thing, and I want to see it. Although, you know, I'm going to be taking the kids. We talked about this.
Can I tag along?
Absolutely, can tag along.
Because I'm thinking, if it's the day before, if we go on a Saturday, which would be the best day to go?
I think so.
I could go with you.
Yeah, I think that'd
which
be great.
Which means I don't need to make a costume.
The only thing is I have to get the day off work, which shouldn't be a problem, but mm-hmm. I still have to get the day off work. Because hopefully, I'm sure by then, because this isn't until April.
Yeah.
Well, April 14th. Okay, so let's bring this back around. Let's talk about this, because April 14th, we will be at Mr. Small's on the South Side.
No.
No, not South Side. The Strip District.
Millville. Yeah.
Mr. Small's is in Millville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll be at Mr. Small's in Millville.
On the 14th.
On the 14th of April.
We'll be interviewing people, and you get a chance to be on the podcast.
It's not just going to be us, though. There's a lot of great and amazing talent that has been invited. It's basically going to be this huge... conglomeration of different we speculated at some of the talent that's going to be there. Yeah. We don't really know for certain.
The booking's still being in process. Yeah. This is very early. We are giving you an exclusive about our debut.
Well, and if they're still looking for talent, if you happen to be a person of talent, whether you're a magician or
I don't know if we go that far. It's not our show.
Well, I don't know, but it's probably worth a look into to see get in touch with Mr. Bones and Mr. Small at Mr. Small's, April 14th. Check it out and see. We should probably get better information on this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying before you...
We can promo this a little bit for them even.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, worth checking it out. And if worst case scenario, we're wrong. But we will definitely be there. That we know for certain. We do know that there will be many talents, whether they're artisan or they're performers or what. There will be... there's a lot of talent to be brought in and to be seen. And you should stop by and see us. And we'll have more information as the podcast goes. Stop it.
Never.
Don't you dare.
Never.
Making noises on my podcast. You are the worst. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Joel. You're in so much trouble with me.
I love pissing off Joel.
All right, so Mr. Smalls, Mr. Bones is the...
The person running the show.
Yeah, but Mr. Smalls is the actual place where we will be. But the day before that, so April 13th,
mm-hmm.
will be Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, April 13th. Come join us at TechoCon. Come find us, and we'll have more information on that as we get closer too. But I think it's
a great costume.
We can hatch out some ideas. I got to put together some costume for my kids.
Well, I know. So. I think I know what I'm going to be.
Is it going to be a surprise, or can we talk about it now?
We can talk about it now. It's been my idea for my Halloween park costume for the past 2 years, but I have no place to go, so there's no point in having a Halloween party if you're not going to go anywhere.
All right.
So, Rick and Morty is a wonderful cartoon.
Yeah, I think everybody's familiar with Rick and Morty.
So the concept of Rick and Morty is Rick is the smartest person in the universe. And there's multiple dimensions in Rick and Morty. Therefore, there's infinite Ricks, which means there's all types of Ricks. I want to go as Black Rick. So I need a fro, I need a lab coat, and a portal gun from Portal. And from Rick and Morty, which I can print the portal gun. I just got by the lab coat and by the wig.
Alright, this should not be a problem at all.
Not at all.
I'm on board. I'll help you with this. I will search these out for you.
Actually, let's see if I can find a picture of Black Rick.
Is there already a Black Rick?
Yeah, it was in an episode.
I've never really seen Rick and Morty. Like, I saw a couple episodes here with you, but I haven't...
But there's actually a picture.
Oh, that's awesome. That's wonderful. Yes. You gotta let your beard grow in or something, too. We're gonna get you a gray unibrow. Oh, that's awesome. See, that's so much easier than what I'm working on. I have to make a Genji costume. Are you familiar with Genji?
Slightly.
Genji, G-E-N-J-I, I believe, is...
One more time?
G-E-N-J-I. Genji?
Oh, Overwatch.
Yeah, from Overwatch. And he's basically... Yeah, look at that. That's super damn complicated. I gotta make that for a 10-year-old. He's more or less Iron Man. He's a silver Iron Man with glowy green eyes and setch. So that's going to be...
I can help with the lighting.
What's that?
I can help you with the lighting.
I'm not spending any more money on it than I have to. But, yes. I'm basically... I think I'm going to foamy out the suit, and then I'm going to silver paint. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure it out, but it's going to take me some time.
What does Brody... What does Bailey want to
that's,
be?
That's Brody. Bailey wants to be... Oh, I know this. I believe he sent it to me. Hold on, I can tell you. Why don't you say something while I look this up real quick?
So, I attended to play Overwatch back in October with a friend of mine.
You attended what?
We attended to play Overwatch. Now, before this night, I played Overwatch for exactly 20 minutes in the tutorial. We were playing Quake Champions, which was my favorite game at the time. And the girl was complaining about how we should play Overwatch, it's a better game. Clearly, she was a ringer for Overwatch. So, they had to play this mode where every time you die, you got a different character. Which is not really good for people who have not played that much. So every time I got a character somewhat down and died, I had to start all over with another character. Which was miserable. But I didn't see all the hype for Overwatch. It just was too slow and whatever.
The Overwatch and Fortnite both. I get the appeal of them. They're just not games for me personally.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually Bailey also wants to be a character from Overwatch, which is surprising because that's not usually his go-to game. Although, you know what? Maybe it's Fortnite is the one that he's done. I can't remember. Either way. But he wants to be Reaper. From Overwatch, that's Overwatch, which is basically just a skull mask guy in a
with
hoodie
guns.
And stuff. Yeah, he's got all these kind of guns. So again, this is another one. It's got a lot of unique complications to it, but it's not impossible, but it's definitely going to be some work for me. And I think I could do a lot of this with just basic material. I'm going to have to get some foamy sheets, and I'm kind of mad that neither one of them want to be Iron Man. I'm mad that Brody doesn't want to be Iron Man because I have a perfectly great Iron Man costume that he could just
put on. You can't just recycle the same costumes over and over
again.
Why
did I keep it all this time if I can't just recycle it? Maybe.
Are you going to put Bella in it?
Am I what?
Are you going to put Bella in it?
Maybe, if she'll let me, yes. I'm kind of hoping maybe I can use Iron Man to build the Genji costume. I'm wondering if I can... I heard somewhere that you cannot spray paint foamies, but I don't know for sure. So I'm going to look into that. And if I can, I'm pretty much already done with Genji. I just have to make a couple adjustments, cut out a couple pieces, mm-hmm. spray paint it, and then attach it to a gray shirt, and I'm good.
How'd you paint foamies? Let's find out what it says.
I've already been all over the internet on this one. You can do it, but it's something in the spray paint will literally dissolve the foam.
Oh, so we need a different type of paint.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll get through it. It's not that. It's just a matter of...
Will they get it prepared, folks? Will you get done in time? Only time will tell.
No, I will definitely not. And on top of that, if I go, you know I'm dressing up. I'm definitely putting on a costume.
Yeah, let me guess, you're going to be Deadpool.
Yes, of course I'm going to be Deadpool because I have the most amazing Deadpool costume and I love it. But what I'm also going to do, I still have to make the Deadpool mask. I never was able to get it back around to that. I bought a helmet, like a face shell for it, and it's way, way, way too big. The thing is monstrous. It's bigger than a head.
You can be a Deadpool bobblehead.
I could be, yeah. That's what I feel like is a Deadpool bobblehead. So depending on how that goes, I have the fabric, I have all the stuff. I'm gonna try to make the mask, and I'm gonna see what I can do about making a little more of a better Deadpool costume. The costume itself is all set. It's ready to go. It literally just needs to put on. The only thing I have to do for Deadpool is build a mask. Just make a mask. So we'll see how that goes.
Nice.
But yeah, TechCon on April 13th and Mr. Smalls on April 14th. So come down and join us.
Nice. And folks, I hate to tell you this. I hate doing this so much. I know Joe hates it when I do this.
What are you doing, Joel?
I don't know, Joe.
Maybe. Joel, what are you doing? Is it that time already? It doesn't feel like it's that time.
But it is.
I feel like we jumped the gun.
So
much more love you can to meet share.
Us on StreamerConsciousPodcast.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, and that is it.
I feel like we haven't had a chance to touch all of the audience yet.
I don't want to touch the audience.
You know I love to touch an audience, Joel.
And that's why Joe's going to have a Me Too moment, and Joel will not.
Oh. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us here. We'll see you next week on StreamerConsciousPodcast.com. Be sure to follow us and like us on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Hazelnut Coffee and Monkey Butter.
And like, smash that subscribe button, bro. And Disco.
You hate